We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Pei Hei. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page Tzadi, about to turn on to page 180. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, in Beirach v'hoisa tzoa kenegdo, a person benched, and he realized afterwards there was tzoa, there was excrement next to him. O shahaya shikur, or a person was drunk, pirish lagamri, he was totally drunk. Nistapku atosas v'harosh in tzorach lachsar ulevarech. Tosas and the Rosh are in doubt whether this person has to go back and bench again. Umishum meiraglayim pshita she'eno chozer levarech. The Mechaber ends off and tells us, but if the issue was not soa, but it was meiraglayim, it was urine, so then it's obvious that he does not have to go back and bench. So let's see the Mishabura in Sivkotan Hey. In Beirach v'hoisa, if he benched and then he benched and there was soa there. So the Mishabura says in Sivkotan Hey. Ratzalomer, it means to say, the betfila kaimalon le'el besimen ayin vav. We paskened earlier in Hilchos Tefila, b'misha hispalel umotza tzoa kenegdu, a person who davened, and then he found tzoa next to him, in front of him, o betzido, or next to him, toch dalet amosav, b'mokom shoyo roi l'estapik. He found that there was tzoa within dalet amosav, where he davened, in a situation where he should have been mistapik, that maybe there'd be tzoa there, like there are little kids in the house, and there's a possibility that there could have been tzoa there, uposha v'lo bodak, and he was negligent, and he didn't check. We pass in Hilchos Tefila that he has to go back, he has to daven again. Because the Pasuk tells us that the korban of a Rosh is a disgrace. The chen hu adin l'inya kriyashma, the same halacha applies by kriyashma. V'nistapku atosas v'arosh. So our Mechaber is telling us that Tosas and the Rosh are in doubt. Im gam birchas hamozon amin and hachi. Do we say the same thing by birchas hamozon, the same way by Shmon Esrei and Kriyashma? If a person said it and afterwards found soa next to him, and he should have been mesupik about it mitchil, and he should have checked, and he was negligent that he didn't check, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei or he has to repeat Kriyashma. Do we say by birchas hamozon the same thing? Odilma, or perhaps shani birchas hamozon dekilu mehasam. Or maybe benching is different because benching is more lenient than Shmona Esrei and Kriyashma. In what way is benching more lenient than Kriyashma and Tefillah? Dehare b'shasui af sheyachol ledaber lifnei hamelech. When a person is drunk, even though he's able to speak in front of a king, kai malon da'al yispala, we hold that a person should not daven when he is drunk, even if he is able to speak in front of a king. U'inyan birchas hamazon v'adei mutter b'shasui. But when it comes to birchas hamazon, it's mutter. So that's the suffix. We learned yesterday in Halacha Dalad that even if one is drunk, a person can't speak properly, he's still allowed to bench, but he's not allowed to daven. So we see the halachas of benching as more lenient than davening. So the question and the suffix that Tosa and the Rosh have is, do we say lagabi this din, if a person benched without checking in an area where he should have checked, that maybe there would be tzoa, and then he finds out there's tzoa, so by Shmona Esrei and Shema he has to go back. So do we say the same thing by benching, or do we say, no, since benching is more lenient lagabe the person that's drunk, maybe it's more lenient lagabe this halacha also, and he therefore does not have to go back. I'd like to look in the bir halacha over here. This is a very lengthy bir halacha, but we will not see the whole thing. We'll see the beginning, and we'll see the end. So the bir halacha begins in the bottom of page Tzadi, the Ramaskul, and Beirach, Vahisa, Tzoa, Kenegdo. Again, the Mechaber said if one benched, and there was tzoa across from him, ayin b'mishabura v'hu me'al levush. Look what we just mentioned in the mishabura, and that is really brought down from the levush. Uluchora mashmi mizeh. Luchora, it's mashmi d'imhoya noda lo mitchila. If a person knew from the beginning that there was tzoa there, v'ovar al zeh, and he did the wrong thing and he benched there, lo hayu mistapkim azeh. That's not where the suffix of Tosas and the Rosh is. If he knows there's tzoa there, and he knows he's not supposed to bench, and he benches anyway, he was over in Issa d'Araisa, and for sure he has to go back and he has to bench again. That's not under discussion. But even in this case, where it was by accident, he didn't realize there was tzoa there, but he was negligent and he sinned in that which he did not check. That's where Tosas and the Rosh are mesupuk. Maybe the Gemara only tells us you have to go back for tefillah, which is more chomer. So we see clearly the Bir Halacha is telling us that the way the Levush understands it and the way the Mishabura brings it down is that the whole discussion over here, the suffix of the Tosfos and the Rosh, he explains, is going in a case where he did not realize it was Tzoa there Mitchila, only afterwards he realized, then it's a suffix if he goes back. But if he knew Mitchila there was Tzoa there, and he benched anyway, it's Pashat that he has to bench again. In the second to last line, the Bir Halacha says as follows, Ach mipri megadim le'el b'simen ayin vav mashma shu mefarish le'siv zeh kipshatei. From the Pri Megadim earlier, it's mashma that he explains this sif very simply, that filu benodalo mitchilo mistapkim. The Pri Megadim understands that the suffix over here is not only in a case where you didn't know there was tzoa, but even if you knew there was tzoa and you benched anyway, the Pri Megadim understands that's where the suffix is. V'hinei me'atosas v'chem yichidush ha-rambam b'likutov mashma gamkein de mistapki imotza achar kal tzoa. From Tosas and from the Ramban, it's mashma that the suffix is not in the case where you knew it was there. It's only if you found it afterwards. So what in the world is the Pri Megadim saying that the suffix is in both cases? V'ulai svaras ha-Pri Megadim. Maybe the logic of the Pri Megadim is, kevan da ha-mechaber ka'amar stoma. Since the Mechaber wrote it stam, if you look at the Lashon of the Mechaber, he just says, in Beirach v'hoysa tzoa kenegdo. He doesn't say, in Beirach umotza tzoa kenegdo. The Mechaber just says, if he benched and there was tzoa next to him. So maybe, says the Bir Halacha, maybe the Prima Gadim understands that since the Mechaber was so same, he writes it stama, mashmut in the Mestapke b'chol gavni. It's mashmut the Mechaber understands the suffix of Tosfos and the Rosh, it's in all cases. Umishum da hagemara leinyan tefila machmiri afilu b'matzah achakach. But since the Gemara goes so far to say that by tefila, if you realize it even afterwards with machmir, you have to go back. Noktu gamkein svekosom leinyan birchas hamazon gamkein bofen zeh. That's why Tosas and the Rosh spoke out their suffix by birchas hamazon when you found it afterwards. But maybe the suffix is really in both cases. They speak out their suffix, in fact, by the case where you found it afterwards. Because that's the case where the Gemara discusses that you have to go back with tefillah, even in that case. But maybe really their suffix is in both cases. A, if you found it afterwards, and B, if you knew it was there all along and you did it anyway. So that's how the Pri Megadim understands the suffix, and that's how the Bir Halacha understands how the Pri Megadim could learn this way when the Rishonim don't seem to say that way because the Mechaber is so same and he understands that maybe the Chaber understands the Rishonim as lav dafka. They're choosing the case that the Gemara discusses the Gabe Tefillah, which is the more machmir case, and they're expressing their suffix in that case, but hu hadin says the Bir Halacha, the Pri Megadim understands the suffix lefi the Mechaber, that it would be even in a case where you know it's there. Fast forward to the end of the Bir Halacha, the fifth to last line, the Al Koponim. The bottom line is, says the Bir Halacha, v'nodalo mitchila, if a person knew about the tzoa mitchila, v'over al zeh b'meizeh, and he benched anyway b'meizeh when there was tzoa there, v'rot tza'ato l'achzor me'avono, now he has charot, he wants to do tshuva, because he benched when he knew there was tzoa there, v'vade yesh la'atzricho l'achzor l'varach, for sure he should bench again. Echad, number one, didas kama achronim l'hachmir b'safik de'atosas v'arosh, number one, there are many achronim that come out in the safik of tosas v'arosh that you go l'chumra. The Oda, and furthermore, the Haramban Sover Kavasayu, the Ramban Arishan holds like them, Ubeprap and Odolo Mitchila V'Ovar B'Mezid, and specifically in a case where he knew about it before and he was over B'Mezid and he benched, the Mistabram Ma'odolo Kulyal Mechozer Mavarech. It's very possible that everyone holds you have to go back, and like the not like the Pri Megadim, it's very likely the whole suffix is only in a case where you found it afterwards, and if you didn't find it afterwards, that all the Rishonim really hold that you must go back, and therefore the Bir Halacha Paskin's bottom line, that if you do realize, if you did it on purpose, and you benched in a place where you knew there was Tzoa Mitchila, you should absolutely go back. And the suffix that we're handling over here is specifically a case where you didn't know about it and you found it afterwards. Continues the Mishaburin Tzekot Unvav, the top line of page 180. We said the suffix of the Tosas and the Rosh was in two cases. One is, there was Tzoa next to you when you benched. We just discussed whether you found it afterwards or you knew about it all along. Suffix number two was, a person benched while he was drunk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu sheneshtakir kolkach, he got so drunk, ad she'eno yochol adabir lifnei ha-melech, to the point that he couldn't speak in front of the king. V'nistapku im tzorach lachzor ulevarech kishayofug yeno. And their suffix is, does he have to go back and bench again when his wine dissipates from him? V'adayin lo nis'akil ha-mazon. So long the food wasn't digested, it's still a zman that he could bench, and now his wine gets out of his system, should he go back and bench a second time? Says the Mishabu in the brackets, Umikomoko Mari Shilohigia Lashakhruso Shalot. We're talking over here a case where he didn't get so drunk that he's drunk like Lot was. The Ilav Hochi, if he got so drunk like Lot, Kishota Yechoshev, then we consider him like a Shota, Upotu Mikola Mitzvos, and then he's Potter from all Mitzvos, Vichayev Lukuyam Alachsor Lavarich. And there's no suffix over there. If he got so drunk, like Shechrusel Shalot, it's Pasha, he has to go back and bench again. The suffix is a case where he got drunk enough that he can't speak in front of a king, but not so far till Shechrusel Shalot. Now we're going to address that the Mechaber just told us in Sif Dalet that if a person got drunk, he's allowed to bench. The Lashon of the Mechaber in Sif Dalet was, Afilu Nishtaker Kolkach Ad She'eno Yochel Ledaber Karo'i. Even though he got so drunk, he couldn't speak properly, so he's able to bench. And now we're saying over here that he got so drunk that he can't speak in front of a king, so now we have a suffix. So says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Ubesif HaKodem Shematir Levarich, the last sif in Sif Dalet where we matir a drunk person to bench, he's able to speak in front of a king. That's where he is allowed to bench. However, this is not so pashut. V'hikshu kama achronim, many achronim ask the following kasha. T'kevon she'enu yochol ledaber karoi. If a mechaber said in Sif Dalet, he got so drunk that he can't speak properly, mistame enu yochol ledaber lefnei hamelech. It's very probable that he also can't speak in front of a king. It doesn't make any sense to be mechalik and say a person got so drunk that he can't speak normally, but he could speak in front of a king. That doesn't make any sense. If he can't speak normally, he can't speak in front of a king. V'afilu hochi matya Yerushalmi, and still the Yerushalmi, which is the source of Sif Dalet, says it's mutter. You got so drunk that you can't speak normally, you're allowed to bench. So l'chora, if you got so drunk that you can't speak normally, l'chora, that extends to getting so drunk that you can't speak in front of a king, and therefore it would be okay to bench. Uledina maschi achronim. L'maisa the achronim come out in erush and ishtakir kolkach. That if it happened that a person got so drunk, afal pikein yavarech, he still should bench. So even though he got so drunk that he can't speak normally, and even in front of a king, he should still bench. That's how the achronim come out. However, ulechatchila yizar levarech kodem shiavelu dekach. But lechatchila, it would be better for the person to bench before he got to that point that he got so drunk. But if he didn't bench then, and he got so drunk, he should still bench. However, v'ayin la'el b'simin sadi tes of katan yud'al b'mishnah berurah. Let's look at note number 9. Why is it that the achronim come out that he should bench, even though he got so drunk that he can't speak normally and he can't even speak in front of a king? Hisbara b'magen avram shetam adover hum mishum shebrichas ha'mazon hum min ha'torah. Benching is da'oraisa, and therefore it's a suffix da'oraisa, so that the person should bench. V'ulam aflu inyan ha'bracha ha'reviyas shel brichas ha'mazon, even when it comes to the fourth bracha of benching, shemid derabbanan or Chaim Knievsky writes, sheyochol levarech afu das magen avram. Even according to the Magen Avram, who says the reason why you're benching is because of a suffix and it's daraisa, and the fourth bracha is only the Rabbanan, says Chaim Knievsky, even according to the Magen Avram, you would say the fourth bracha as well. V'chein hi mashmos timas ha'meshabura, that's also the mashmos of the fact that the meshabura is not mechalik. Ul'inyan lehitztaref lezimun, in terms of a very drunk person joining into a zimun. So we learned earlier in Simon Sadites of Koton Yud, shelagabe zimun ba'asara ein mitztaref noso, he should not be counted in for a zimun of 10. Ul'gabe zimun b'shlosha evshe shemutu letzarefo, it could be you can count him into a zimun of 3. Let's look at note number 10, which is addressing the last point in the Mishnah Berurah. After he brings down the achronim that you should bench if you're very drunk, he says, but look what we learned earlier, and Simon Sadites of Koton Yud in the Yiralf in the Mishnah Berurah, Shom Kosov Shaladas Agrova Primagodim. There, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the opinion of the Gura and the Primagodim is Sheyesh Lahachmir Lachatchila Beshikur Sheinu Yochel Ladaber Lefnei HaMelech. That one should be Machmir Lachatchila with a drunk person who can't speak in front of a king, Gam Bishar Brachos. Not only that he shouldn't bench, but he also should not make other brachos. But the bottom line that's coming out over here from the Achronim is that Lachatchila one should bench before he gets to that point. But if he gets to the point that he's so drunk that most poskim say you should bench, but here the Gra says that you should not bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sif Katan Zayin. So we said in the Mechaber that the Tosas and the Rosh have a suffix in Tzarech Lachzor Levarich if you have to go back and bench in those two cases, one that you were drunk, and number two, that you found Tsoa next to you. Aval Lachatchila says the Mishnah Berurah, Gam Hei Modim Da'asa Levarich Shum Bracha. But even they agree, even the Tosas and the Rosh have a suffix, if you benched and there was Tzoa next to you, if you have to go back, but that's only the evidence if you did bench. But everyone agrees, Lachatchila, it's also the bench when there's Tzoa next to you. V'chein divrei Torah neged Tzoa, so too any divrei Torah is usher to be stated when a person is across from Tzoa. U'min haTorah, and this is an issur d'oraisa, d'oksiv v'hoyom machanecha kadosh. The pasuk tells us in the Torah that your camp should be holy. V'atu tefila ksiv bakra, does it say anything in the pasuk about tefila being in a place that's clean? Elo kol dvar kedusha usher likros v'makom shein anoki. Any dvar kedusha, whether it's Torah, it's brachos, it's benching, it's tefillah, it's all usher in a place that's not clean. V'lo mistapki elo kishekfar berach umatzo achakach. And the only suffix, as a mishavura, like he said in the first sif, lefi the lavush, the only suffix over here is that b'dyeved, you already benched, and afterwards you found the tzoa. Uladina, Talocha is dasa olas tomin ve'yirabe b'shem habach kishem matzah tzoa kinegdo b'soch dalet amosav. Of a person benched, and then he found tzoa across from him within 4 amos, the tzorach lachzor ulevarech birchas amosav. He has to go back and he has to bench again. Imadayin lo nisakel amosav. Assuming the food was not yet digested and it's still a zman that he's allowed to bench, he would be required, halacha l'maaseh, to go back and bench. V'chein matzasi b'likutei haramban al brachos. I found that in the Ramban as well. Shehevi mitchila sveika shenestapku baliatosis bazeh. He first brings down the suffix of the baliatosis, whether he had to go back and bench or not. The achakach masik de ein chiluk bazeh bein tfilu bein shar divrei kedusha ayin shom v'ayin beralocha. And the Ramban comes out afterwards the maskana that there is no difference between tfila or benching or other divrei kedusha, that you would be required to go back the same way that you have to daven again if you find soa after you daven in a place where you should have checked. So too, if you bench in a place where you should have checked before and you find soa afterwards, you would in fact, if either Ramban as well, have to go back and bench. And that seems to be the consensus of all the poskim over here. Let's see note number 11. Note number 11 is a summary of what we've had earlier, but kedai to review over here once we're discussing the tzoa. The tinok shadayin eino yochol leechol kezayis dogam bechtei achilas pras al yedei gadol. If a baby is so small that he's not able to eat a kezayis of grain, b'chdei achilas pras, the time an adult eats an achilas pras. So the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, she'ein tzarech laharchik mitzoaso. That tzoa does not have a din of tzoa. You do not need to remove yourself from the tzoa of such a young child. The ef shalomer divrei Torah kenegda. You can also say words of Torah next to a child that's so young. The kosav mishaburu shon, the mishaburu told us over there, she'im yochal atinog lecho kazayis dogon, elo shadayin lo ochal mimenu. That's talking about where the child is not at the age that he could even do it. But what if the child reached the age that he could do it, but he didn't yet do it? So what about over there? So nechlik ha'poskim im yesh l'harchik mitzvaso. There is a machlok ha'poskim, whether you have to remove yourself from the tzoa. The kid never had that dogon yet, but he's at the age that he could have it. So that's already a machlokas. Ulechatchila tzarek l'hachmir badover l'chachila, one should be machmir. Sharei safik iser toru, it's a safik daraisa. The host of Shekoze Mitzaradin, this is all Mikradin. Ach Mikomakom Tov Yosher Laharchik Mitzoas Kotan Afilu Ben Shmona Yomim. That's Mikradin, that has to be that he can eat a Kazayas of Dagon. But even a baby that's only 8 days old, really, the best way is to not even say the Vei Torah or say Brachos next to the Tzoa of such a young child as well. If the tzoa was covered, the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, shemuter likro kriyashma kenegda, you can't say kriyashma across from it. V'afilu hoya akisui shokuf, even if the covering was transparent, you could see through it. Ubir b'mishabur hasham shezeb ofen she'emagia reach ra. That's only assuming that the smell does not reach you. If you skip down two paragraphs, he writes, v'lomar dvarim shebidusha somuch latino kalovosh chitul. V'ein yadua im yesh bo tzoa, very practical shiloh, when a person has young children, can you say Dvarim Shebekedusha with a child next to you that has a diaper on and you didn't check the diaper? Can you just assume the diaper is okay? Can you assume everything's fine and say Divrei Torah or Brachos or Bench without checking the diaper? So Rav Vazna writes, Shemutter, the Ein Tzarech Lochus Shem Yesh Bo Tzoa. It's Mutter, you don't have to assume the Tzoa, you don't have to check, you could just bench and do whatever you have to do. The Gamim Yesh Bo Tzoa Harei Mechutzah, because even if there is Tzoa there, it's covered. The ain't tzarach lochus shemat mimenu magul. You don't have to worry that maybe some of it is revealed. V'ulam in vada yeshon tzoa shegoremes l'reach ra. But if you know there is tzoa there and it's causing a bad smell, tzarach laharchik arba amos miamokum shekol ha'reach. Like we looked many times over, you would have to remove yourself not only from the tzoa, not only from the reach, but 4 amos from where the bad smell ends. V'chein koso b'shal and shivas or letzion. V'host of any adds on. Sheim yodeya sheyesham tzoa. If you know there is tzoa there, Chayev livdok she'ein lagiyev menu reach ra. You have to check to make sure that the smell is not reaching you. Me'idok on the other end, das lagon of Yosef shigam kishiyeshom reach ra yotzei mitzoa mechusa. Even if you have a bad smell coming out of tzoa that's covered, dai laharchik lemakom she'elov ein hareach magiyah. It's enough to remove yourself to a place that the smell does not reach, but you don't have to go 4 amos from there if the tzoa is covered. Achein lochadchila ein lismoch al kach el yesh lidok lemakosu tchila. But lochadchila, should change the kid before and don't rely on these possibilities. Let's see the Mishabura Vaiter in Sivkot and Ches. The Sifkat Vilches is going on the last point that the Machaber told us that when it comes to Meiraglayim, it's Pshita She'inu Chozel Avarech. Again, he's talking about a case where you didn't check if there was Meiraglayim, and you bench, and then you found there was Meiraglayim within your Dalet Amos. That's Pasha, you don't have to go back to bench again. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Vilches, Hainu Gamkein Ba'ofen Zeh. This is also discussing the same scenario. The Beirach Birchas HaMazon, you bench first, the Achakach Motza Meiraglayim Besoch Dalet Amos, and then you found that there was Meiraglayim within your four Amos. Ulahachi kamar pshita. That's why the Mechaber says it's obvious. The afilu lechatchila hoya mutter lo levarich, because it's even lechatchila mutter to bench. Kozman shelo noda lo sheyesh kamei raglayim. So long that you don't know for sure, meiraglayim is more lenient than tsoa. So tsoa, you're not allowed to bench if you have a thought that it could possibly be there without checking. But by meiraglayim, if you don't know it's there, even if you don't check, you're allowed to bench without checking. The neged meiraglayim who raki sur the rabbanon, because neged meiraglayim is only the rabbanon as opposed to tzor, which is the araisa. V'al sveikon lo gozru, therefore there is no gzeir on a suffik. And therefore, meiraglayim is one step more lenient, and therefore it's pashit. Even though we have a suffik by tzor, if you find it afterwards, if you have to go back, the meiraglayim it's pashit, you don't have to go back, because even if you knew there was a possibility that you should have checked before and you didn't, you'd be lechatchila allowed to bench by meiraglayim because it's only the rabbanon. Fine. Kidlael simen ayin vav sivzayin, like we discussed earlier. But if you knew for sure from the beginning there was meiraglayim here, va'over al zeu beirach negdam, and you did the wrong thing, you did an avera and you benched across the meiraglayim that you knew was there. Lohava Amr HaMechaber Pshita. The Mechaber would never say it's Pshita, you don't have to go back. The Din Echad Hu Imotza Tzoa Kenegdo. That case of Vadai Meiraglayim being there is the same Din as the case where you didn't know there was Tzoa and you found out afterwards. So Meiraglayim is always one step more lenient. So if you knew for sure there was Meiraglayim and you did it anyway, that would be the same as a case where you didn't know there was Tzoa on your bench and now that we have the Suffolk. That same Suffolk by Tzoa will be a Suffolk of Meiraglayim when you knew there was Meiraglayim and you benched there anyway. But in the case where you didn't know there was Meiraglayim, then it's lechatchila, you're allowed to go and bench it. You don't have to be in doubt about it since it's only midrabanan. Let's see a couple of more notes over here. Number one, we'll see note number 14. Is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said that even lechatchila, it would be mutter to bench as long as you didn't know for sure there was Meiraglayim. V'im noda lo sheyesh ka Meiraglayim. But let's say a different scenario, not mesupik of this Meiraglayim. You knew for a fact it was Meiraglayim. Elo sheestapik im hitil revias maim lesochan. As we know, pouring a revias of water in the Meiraglayim is matir to say divrei Torah next to Meiraglayim. So let's say a different case. You knew there was Meiraglayim, but you were mesupik whether someone poured a revias of maim on it or not. So kosav el shenechlegu baza poskim. That we learned earlier was a machlokas haposkim. U'bishas atchak yesh lokel. B'shas atchak, one can be lenient over there. And note number 15, we'll start from the second line. V'chol dine amiras dvarim shebekedusha kineged tzoa ve'erva. Lagabi, all these dinim of dvarim shebekedusha across from tzoa or erva, kosav le'el sheshayochim lo rak b'mevarech atzmo. It doesn't only apply to the one who's benching, as we discussed in the olden days. They used to have one person benching who was leading the mezumen, and everyone listened to his benching. So we learned earlier that all these things, it's shayach not only for the one who's making the bracha himself, ela af b'misha shomeya es habracha, but even when he's hearing the benching, or he's hearing the bracha from someone, umeskavin lotzesba, and he's having kavana to be yotze with that person's bracha, mishum she'ein lomar bo shomeya ka'ona b'shosh eni yochalanos. You can't apply shomeya ka'ona in a place where you can't say it yourself. So if there would be tzoa there, or be erva there, that you can't make the bracha yourself, you also can't be yotze midin shomeya ka'ona, because it's as if you're saying it yourself, and that same halacha would apply by Shomea Kaona when you're hearing from someone else. That ends Simen Kuf Pei Hei. I would like to begin tonight Simen Kuf Pei Vav, because there's a lot more to do in Mitzvah tomorrow night, so we'll start a little bit in Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Noshim Chayovos Abirchas HaMazom. Women are chayav to bench. V'safek hu imhein chayovos midaraisa. By women, it is a safek if they're chayav and benching midaraisa. What would that mean if they're chayav midaraisa umotzios es hanoshim? If women are chayav daraisa and men are chayav daraisa, that would allow women to be motzi a man in benching. O im einon chayavos ela midrabanan. Or if women are only chayav in benching midrabanan, the einon motzios ela lomi she'en chiyuvu ela midrabanan. In which case, if a woman's only chayav midrabanan, she could only be pater someone else in benching if that person is chayv in the rabbanon. So that's nafka mina that the mechaber is speaking out in the suffix of whether birchas hamazon for women is the raisa of the rabbanon. If it's the raisa, she could be motzi someone who's chayv in benching the raisa. If she's only chayv in the rabbanon, she could only be motzi someone who's chayv in benching with the rabbanon. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kadan Aleph. It is a suffix im hein chayovim midaraisa. What's the tzaddik that he should be chayim midaraisa? Lefi shehi mitzvah saseh shaloh azman grama. It's a classic mitzvah saseh that's not time bound. Anytime you bench, anytime you eat, got a bench. So therefore, that's a strong tzaddik to say that women should be chayim and benching midaraisa. Or maybe we should say they're only chayim midarabanan. What's the tzaddik only chayim midarabanan? Sif Kadan Beis. Midiksiv al ha'aretz atova. We say in Benchi, we thank Hashem for the good land. V'noshim ein lohem chelek ba'aretz mitzad atzman. Women do not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael mitzad themselves. Im lo bebas yoreshes, unless it's a daughter and there are no sons, so she's getting a Yerusha. But some women did not get Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'she'en kein kohanim levim, which is not the case by kohanim and levim, who also didn't get land in Eretz Yisrael. Afal pi she'en lehem chelek, even though they don't have an official nachla in the land, nikomakom yesh lehem arei migrash. There were cities that were designated for the kohanim and the levim, the arei migrash, the arei miklat, and therefore they are considered having a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, that the words al ha'aretz atova would be okay for them to be chayv midaraisa and benching. V'yesh omrim, there is another pshat of why women might not be chayv midaraisa, which would avoid the question of kohanim and levim, and that is mishum shlo nitin lehem bris v'torah. There's an absolute chiyuv to mention bris v'torah in Birchas Hamazon, as we'll get to, and therefore, since women are not chayv in bris mila, they're not chayv in Talmud Torah, therefore, that's grounds for them not to be chayv midaraisa in benching as well. And therefore, that's a suffix. Are women chayv midaraisa because it's a mitzvah seishi in asman grama, or are they chayv only midarabona because they're not included in the chelek ba'aretz, and they're not included also in the bris v'torah. And if you say, okay, maybe we'll stop here. The next sif is a little longer, a little more detailed. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will quickly review the beginning of this siman, and we'll get through the whole siman of Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night. Okay.